Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Cinco de Peno.
Welcome to Cinco de Peno. Grab a bagel and your tissues, too.
Bagel and tissues.
We're ranking all the heartbreaks we've been through. From Queens to the Bronx, from the Garden to the Rock. It's a symphony of sorrow, so let's unlock.
Cinco de Peno.
A fiesta of defeat and despair. Heartbreak, you know.
Oh, Cinco de Peno.
We bleed blue, orange, and gray. We'll laugh at the pain. Cause it's the New York way.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Lou Gower, the floor is yours.
Cinco de Fivo, or in this case, Cinco de Peno, is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. When I put this list together, I was struggling a little bit with how I felt at the time that it happened and now how I feel all these years later. So I did take that into account when I made this list. So
right, because it, your pain changes sometimes over time.
Correct, based on what happens with that franchise in the years after. So let's start with number five.
Here we go!
Number five.
The date was January 5th, 2003. And there is one individual that I blame for this loss. And Tiki, when you see this guy in a few weeks, you let him know that Loogie blames him. And that, of course, is Michael Strahan. What? Because Michael Strahan touched the money. When you point to the scoreboard, when it's 38-22, you touch the money. Everybody wants to blame Trey Junkin, and they have this huge collapse. When Strahan, just let T.O. be a knucklehead. Right. Let T.O. be T.O. And he points to the scoreboard.
Shockey dropped the pass, too.
Shockey, and of course, I'm alluding to Giants-Niners wild card game. My grandfather went to the hospital after this game with a, I believe it's called a TIA, where you lose your memory. I wish I was in the hospital bed next to him and my memory was wiped, too, that I'd have to, like, remember this off. And remember, I had not seen a championship up until this point. It was brutal. We had just lost a Super Bowl a couple years prior. And that game just I hated Terrell Owens. I hated the Niners. That loss just gutted me as a Giant fan. Mm. But they've won two Super Bowls since, so it's all good. That's why it's number five. Mm,
good one.
Number four.
Let me take you back to 1995, because Michael Jordan, and I'll use air quotes here, went to go play baseball. He had just he had just returned back to the NBA with the I'm back, the press release. The Orlando Magic had defeated the Chicago Bulls. So a young, you know, on-the-rise Magic team was waiting in the Eastern Conference Finals. And all Patrick Ewing had to do, I know he had bad knees, all he had to do was dunk the ball. Just dunk it! Game 7, Madison Square Garden, the Eastern Conference Semifinals, Knicks-Pacers, just dunk the ball. And even when you don't, if you're not going to dunk the ball, can you hit a layup? That was the first time in my life as a sports fan where I didn't know how to react.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I didn't cry, I didn't scream, I didn't throw something. I was in shock.
You're stunned.
Because Patrick Ewing missed a layup and he didn't dunk it. And I was just, I didn't know how to recover. And now all these years later, the Knicks have not won a title and that one still stays.
The finger roll. Mm.
The finger roll of pain.
Number three.
I will stand by this and I will fight with Evan, not today, but at a later time, maybe during his Cinco de Peno. The Mets would have won the World Series in 2006. They would have. The field was awful. The Cardinals stunk. The Tigers stunk. It was right there. And this was, of course, before Positive Tommy or BPT. So my hatred for this gets grandfathered in. Only the Mets could have a catch like Endy Chavez in a playoff game where we honor it every year. Why don't we just put a statue up for this in a game that they lose? Only the Mets could have that happen. Any other team against a ragtag Cardinal team who, what, won 86 games that year, whatever the heck it was.
Less
than that. And had the Tigers waiting in the wings to fumble the ball and kick it around. Only the Mets would have a catch like Endy Chavez had. And then lose the game. Mm. Oh, but it got better, Teak. They get to the ninth. Heilman, who stinks, gave up the homer to Molina. They get the first two guys on. Mm. And they still don't score. And Carlos Beltran gets the blame for that. He shouldn't. Because Adam Wainwright ended up being a great pitcher. Mm. And he took a nasty pitch. But last playoff game at Shea Stadium, to me, that was worse. That was worse than anything as far as what came later with the Mets.
Number two.
There would be a statue outside Madison Square Garden if John Starks had hit a three-pointer over Hakeem Olajuwon. But instead, it was blocked. We all know what happens in Game 7. John Starks couldn't hit sand if he fell off a camel. They lose the series. We are still waiting for a championship. And a side note here, and Evan will appreciate this. I didn't see Game 7. Why, you ask? I'm 9 years old. Game 6 is on a Sunday. It's at 6 o'clock. I can watch it and stay up. Game 7, I was too young. I was Jets age. I had to get up and go to school. It was, you know, mid-June. So I woke up that morning. I had to ask my family, did the Knicks win last night? And my imagine doing this to Jet. You had to break the news that the Knicks did not win a championship.
How do you put this number two if you didn't see it?
I mean,
come on. What do we do?
What do you mean? Game six, I saw. I saw Game six.
Oh, so game six is
game
your answer.
He's
saying why seven wasn't.
So, the Knicks lost the finals in my world in game six when John Starks was blocked by Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah,
if I wasn't clear on that, I apologize. But so it's game six.
I got what you were saying.
Starks blocked by Olajuwon is number two.
He flipped to number one.
Number one.
Where do I begin? Do we want to start with Timo Perez? Do we want to start with Armando Benitez? Do we want to start with Paul O'Neill? Do we want to start with Jose Vizcaino? And I got to see Jose Vizcaino at Yankee Old Timers Day! There has never been a loss in my life where I sat there after the game and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be a sports fan. Why did anybody show me this, you know, the sports thing, you know, 10 years ago or whatever the case may be when I first started watching? I will never, ever, ever get over that loss until it is rectified. There is a right that must be wrong. There is a story that must be finished. And I must be sitting there at Yankee Stadium as the Mets celebrate a World Series championship in the Bronx. That's the only way I get over that.
So game one or game five?
Game one.
Really?
Of the 2000 World Series. The worst loss in my life.
What I find interesting, and there's no wrong answer because it's your own pain.
So why did you get over game five? Because you knew it was already happening.
The game one just gutted me I couldn't recover.
So you knew it was over already.
Yeah.
See, that's the one thing I'm struggling. And again, not criticizing you. It's your list. It's your pain. Every game I'm going to have on my list is the end. Because even when game one of the World Series is painful, and it was in 2000, when it was in 2015, there's always that slight hope that
you,
it changes.
Here's what happened, though. You missed what Lugie said at the beginning. You weren't paying attention to the preamble. you know, like the preamble to the Constitution.
No, I heard what he said, looking at it in the moment.
No. He debated in his mind which is worse, the moment, losing and actually losing the World Series to the Yankees, or was it the one that creates more of the pain?
No, but I do understand that. What I'm telling you is, as painful as that game was, and it is up there, game one of the, I was in the building, it was horrible. Even as I left Yankee Stadium, I ran out of Yankee Stadium, there's that small part of me of the hope that we can still win.
Yeah. Right, but
there is something like...
But he's saying he got resigned after game one, and then the rest of them just was like...
Yeah, you're saying Jeter, Bobby Jones.
It was foregone conclusion.
By the time he got... But,
it was foregone conclusion to him, so it wasn't painful.
But there's always that... See, that I can't compute that.
Well, so you're different than
Tyler. I know. I'm telling you that.
That's why you're the longtime midday and afternoon drive host, and he's, you know, the generational talent to come.
Wow. To me, that game one loss, and I'm just, Teek, you're right. The way I felt after that game one, unlike any other sporting event in my life, I was literally, my guts were on the floor.
Yeah, this is like third and five against the Broncos. A lot of stuff happened after that play. But that moment,
the middle of a Yankee dynasty.
I have some notes I'd like to knock Tommy on, but I have to
do you blame Strahan too, by the way?
To be honest with you, I still don't even know what you're referencing from that game.
What do you mean?
What? I don't remember him pointing at the scoreboard.
Oh, my Lord. We in real time were like, bro.
I have zero memory. All my memories of that game, I have zero memory.
T.O. was celebrating. Because he just scored a touchdown.
Right.
I mean, for whatever reason, Johnny Lynn, our defensive coordinator, who took John, what the hell is our defensive coordinator? Whatever his name. He's the head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
John Fox.
Took John Fox. He kept playing man. We were like, dude, stop playing man. We love Jason Sehorn. But T.O. is roasting him. So stop.
Right.
And he just kept going over and over. And then he scores, and he's just celebrating because he's T.O., and Strahan runs up to him, and it's like...
Right now, Tiki's pointing up.
Kind of remember that, but you know what?
I touched the money.
I close my eyes, I think about that game. I don't think about that at all.
You know what's worse? So, I didn't check... I mean, you had cell phones in that year, by the way. But you didn't check them like they do now? Like, you go check your cell phone at halftime, these guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.